Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, another episode of the Dear God. And you know, we take our little breaks here and there, pero estamos aquí, vamos a hablar. And today's episode, I want to talk about decisions we make in our lives, and the happier we are with a decision, the less we need other people to feel. And then I want you to kind of fill in the blank, because sometimes in our lives, and I've noticed this working with so many different causes or different people, or even reading stories about the happiness that we hold, well, actually that others hold for us. And I want to back up a little bit, because this actually hit home to me recently. For, as you know, we're a nonprofit, so nosotros estamos siempre pidiendo soporte para nuestra visión, you know, with our vision. We're always asking for support for our vision. Yeah, financial is important, but most importantly, if we can convince people that social good is important and that kindness is important, and spreading that to the generations to come and teaching children about volunteering and social good. And if we can do that, then that is really what la visión de nosotros de la comunidad voluntaria, because that's exactly what we are, volunteer community. But it's also hit home because we are knee deep in our fundraising planning. This year, we're going to be doing our first fundraiser. It's a Project Runway dog fashion show and fundraiser. Ya tú sabes que a mí me encanta lo perro, pero me encanta fashion. I mean, I love fashion. I come from fashion. And dogs are just amazing, and they're beautiful, and there's just such a great cause behind it as well. So I notice myself, and I want you to notice what we're talking about today, about notice your happiness and these decisions that you make in your life. Maybe something amazing is coming up. Maybe something you're wanting to make a decision about. Maybe you are having an issue making decisions. I notice, and I don't know about you guys, but I notice that when I am having a hard time making a decision, it's because I'm not grounded enough. I am not at peace enough. I am holding on to something that, an emotion or something that I don't want to, how can I say it? Like, I don't want to relive, or I don't want to get into the other emotions that make me feel uncomfortable, either arguing or trying to prove a point or whatever the case is. And I'm not saying it, I'm not just saying it like personal life. I'm talking about professional life. I'm talking about, you know, you could be in the workplace. It could be, you know, at your kid's school. And, you know, they always say, like, you're a parent, but your children, yo ven todo, they see everything. So how you deal with a situation and how you deal with something and with your decisions, they take up on that. And so sometimes I have to tell myself, like, Alicia, What are you experiencing right now? Like, why can't you make this decision? Like, what's going on? And this week, well, actually not this week, it was last week, we are knee deep in our fundraising. And this, the reason why I want to bring this up is because I noticed not just myself, but so many people, either you're an entrepreneur, either you are trying to start, you have like a side hustle, or you're trying to do passive income, or you're trying to invest, or you're trying to move up in your company or the wherever you work. We are always holding on we have these decisions that we want to make, and we're holding it on the emotions of other people. And I'm like, no, this is not good. It's okay to feel uncomfortable certain things, because that means that we're acknowledging that uncomfortability. But I want to talk about three things, and I love this book. Please go get it. It's 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think by Brianna Weist. I hope yo estoy diciendo su nombre correcto. I hope I'm saying her name right. But I love her book because whenever I feel a certain way, this is a book that I'm like literally never going to finish because I reread chapters over and over again. And they're not even chapters. They're like lists and they're like quick essays and they're quick. And I do that because it's to get a different perspective, to get out of my head for that moment. But as I was planning for my week and I was feeling with these emotions that I have of things I was recognizing what I don't like to do and how I what makes me feel uncomfortable. And I could talk about my passion all day long. I mean, people can see it. They see how I feel about this nonprofit and my reason behind it and the importance of social good. I mean, the act of volunteering literally changed my life. Literally. And guess what? It literally changed your life too. Because I want you guys to all think about a time in your life right now where someone stepped in, intervened, helped, assisted, supported, communicated, whatever. They gave their time to you. And in return, something happened for you. For me, it was my friends. And I'm going to talk about this till I'm blue, till I'm viejita. You know, my group of friends, I was in New York. And I was having surgery and my group of friends, without me knowing, got together. They had a fundraiser in their house. First of all, I don't even know how they got this played off. My mom was calling me, okay? She was calling me and she's like, I'm at your friend's house and they're doing this thing. And they got all these companies to like, you know, donate something. And then they're doing like a silent auction. I was like, who are these people? Like, first of all, God puts people in your life. The universe puts people in your life for a reason or a season. But these people, they're my friends. They're for a reason. And when I tell you this is why the volunteer community, because this was a form of volunteering. This was a form, and I'm going to get into my whole topic today, but I want you guys to think about why volunteering or why social good is so important. Because each of us is just either one situation away from when we need someone. Or better yet, we've all had a situation in our lives. We can all sit back and say, I can think of a time when Titru Mundato, Julie Jululu, whatever, I always like to make up names, that's what Dominicans do, has helped me in the situation, has given me encouraging words, has had to taken time to drive over, has taken time to mail me a book, a scripture, a prayer, a meditation, a quote, whatever it is. We have one person in our life or even a stranger. I talk about this all day long, how in my travels, because I've traveled all around the world, I've lived all in so many different places, and airports were like, I loved airports. People hate airports. I love them. You meet so many amazing people. It's like that one. And now that I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe I should do like a part two sequel of Dear God, Are We There Yet? In my airport. Because I have stories from the airport that I will tell you. Tú te quedas fría. You will be cold. Like, you would just be like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And people I've met with these nuggets and they volunteered their time. You see, what people don't know is that volunteering doesn't mean I got to give you $5, $2, $3. Yes, that's good because you're supporting the cause ongoing. But the whole point of volunteering in social good is to spread kindness, to spread the cause out, to spread that time. And so today when we talk about the decisions that we make, we have to be happy with them. Because if we let the happiness on other people, what is that going to do for our lives? What are those conversations if people keep helping us and doing things and we're trying to make a decision, but we're like, will this make this person happy? Will this make this person happy? Listen, you want your children to be happy. I'm a mom. Everything I do, I think about my daughter. Like every single thing. Cada cosa. I'm telling you, like every decision I make, I'm like, how is this going to help my daughter in the future? How is this going to support? How is this going to show her? And I have this like mom guilt, like no tomorrow. Okay. And that's for another podcast, by the way, about, you know, because of, you know, maybe spending enough time with her. Am I spending enough time? Am I teaching her this? Am I doing this? Am I doing enough? And there you go. There you go. That's number one. My decision on what I make is my happiness based on something, my 2-year-old daughter, that she can't remember one hour to the next if I give her chocolate, if I give her milk. Like, she's two, right? Not to say that she's not going to remember these things. No. But these are the pressures that we put on ourselves. And so this podcast is really to enlighten and to really make us think about these decisions we make and putting the happiness in someone else's hand. No, no, no. Like, forget about it. So I want to say that with the number one thing, well, one of the things, not number one, the one of the things, especially that Brianna in this book, she highlights. So check it out, because these are not, I mean, the topic today was inspired by my own, what's going on with our fundraising as far as our, this little, you know, having a physical location to fundraise and reaching out to people and being vulnerable. And it's okay. I'm so used to, listen, being in the fashion industry, you're so used to hearing no or not right now. That's not like it ever stopped me. Because if you know my story, I started in my dorm, actually high school, and then in my dorm making outfits for my roommate. Like, I was walking door to door in South Beach selling Favela designs. Like, who told me? Yeah, I had a line sheet and everything. I would go in and be like, listen, you need my dresses, da 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 da. And we change as people. And our decision-making changes. No matter what it is, we might be real good at working sharp, and then there's something about maybe parenting or whatever. And so success is falling in love with the process, not the outcome. And this hit home with me with making decisions, because we think about, oh my God, is this going to make this person happy? Is the community going to love this? Are this going to help these people? But we're so quick on the outcome. And it really brought me back home to, dear God, are we there yet? Because there is now. And we should be falling in love with the process of the decision making. We should get excited no matter how horrible it might seem. And I'm going to be real, like, I'm going to be real transparent right now. When my grandmother passed away, and I know this is crazy, and everybody's talking about casket and all this and blah, 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 that process is gruesome, because it is emotionally toll. It takes a toll on you. Ya tú sabes, tú estás ahí sentado con tu tía, tu primo, lo que sea, averiguando cuánto cuesta esto y el otro, and like all the things that run in my mind at that moment, which brought me back to why last week I was like, oh, over this, a part of the process, was that reminded me that I needed to fall in love with the process no matter what it was. And I'm like, how the heck? So I went back to that moment. I'm maybe sitting in that chair at that funeral home, and there everybody's talking, and I feel like a movie, because I'm sitting there observing everything, but at the same time I'm thinking about my grandmother. And they're like, well, what do you think she's gonna like? And da 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 da. And I'm like, in my mind, everything, the process was that in my mind, I was thinking about the very first time that my grandmother and I, like, literally, truly had a connection. When I tell you I was so close to that woman, I literally could have been her daughter, because I was one of her grandchildren that not created a, and I don't know for everybody else's experience, because I don't know if my cousin's going to hear this and be like, because you know how family is. But it wasn't a forced relationship. Like, I literally, hands down, love chilling with my grandmothers. Like, I would go to her house, her apartment, and I would be like, let's put the novela on. Let's watch some TV. Can let's make some rice and beans. Like, make cafecito. Like, I straight up, as a young kid, loved to hang out with my grandmother. I remember she used to take me to JCPenney and Macy's, and she used to get powder. And she used to tell me about how feminine, like, I just loved her, both of them. My other grandma from New York too. And it was those, that process. So I was processing this in a funeral home. And I was like, the process was, you know, what songs did she love to sing? Because she loved to sing church songs, you know? And so my whole point was that at that moment, I had to make a decision. And it wasn't just my decision. Clearly, I was just the granddaughter. But in that process, I was falling in love with that moment of being able to use that moment to remember her, even if it was a sadness. And it sounds insane now, see, thinking about it. But, you know, it's like, it's honestly like, dear God, are we there yet? There is literally right now at this moment. You know, I also like to pinpoint in this, you know, while I'm talking, this is my experience. Y yo voy a repetir esto over and over again. This is my experience. And so when I have this podcast and I'm talking about social good, I'm not generalizing anything to anyone or anyone's experience. This is my experience. And I have to say that because I want you to think about your experience and your emotions and your feelings and how decision making, where are you laying the happiness? Is it going to be for you? Because you're happy with the decision. Even if you're not happy with the decision, you have to feel confident that is your decision. So if something happens, you're not like, well, son of a, yo, I didn't really want that. No, I made that decision. That's what it was. You know, I want to talk about this next point. The happier you are with the decision, the less you need other to be. And I want to give you this quick little story. When we had an RV, our RV broke down in Tennessee. And let me tell you, I freaking loved that RV. We redid that RV. We literally took that RV apart and redid it into this beautiful. I mean, I did the upholstery in it. I mean, every little detail. And my wife's going to hear this problem. She's going to be like, why you said that on the podcast? But she'll tell you straight up. She's like, yeah, she was the first one who said, I told you so. Like, that hurt me. And today, to this day, right? To this day, when I make that, when I talk about that experience, I say, at first it was hard for me because I was like, dang, man. Well, I was trying to make an excuse. And then I started to own up to my decision. And I'm like, no, I was happy with my decision to buy that RV. I was happy with the decision to redo it. I was happy to be on the road. I was happy to make all those decisions. Because guess what? I learned from that RV experience. I learned what it was to live on the road and feel that freedom for that, even if that bit. And I can't sit here when things go bad to blame other people because that was my decision. And the happier you are with your decision, it's true. The less you care. And things go wrong, oh well, because I knew what could have been the outcome. Maybe I didn't want to realize it. But it's important to realize that we don't need other people's validation for anything. We don't need people to tell us, you know, well, their opinions, because that's what makes our mind clouded. And then that's what makes us doubt our happiness and what we make. So think about, one, the process. Think about, two, the happier you are, regardless if something goes wrong or something goes great. And stand in that. And learn that decision is going to be something bigger. It's going to be a reason for something. It's going to teach you something. You cannot look at it right there, but it will teach you something. And the last point I want to talk about, there's so many different points, but, you know, you don't have to, you get to. This was one was powerful for me because this is one of the simplest changes in our perception, and yet we sometimes overlook it. You don't have to go to work, but you get to go to work. You don't have to buy XYZ, but you get to buy XYZ. You know, we got to start considering things that are not as obligations, but as opportunities. Write that down. Things are not obligations. They are opportunities. This just made me think, wow. It took me back to me, mommy, trying to do this, and my daughter, and da da da. And it's like opportunity, not obligation. And this is where we have to say, like, yes, it's okay to validate. If your job sucks, if you don't like your job, if something in your life and you don't like, guess what? Agree. Feel it. Go through that emotion. You deserve to go through them. You deserve to hate it. You deserve to feel whatever. You deserve to be. But I also want you to think about your decisions and what you want to do with that decision. Because clearly we can all change something we don't like. But we also have to look at our perspective of it. Because, yeah, most of us, sometimes I'm going to be honest with you, with the nonprofit, it's so hard. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't have to do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, blah, 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 blah. But I get to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And it might not happen overnight. I might not have that impact that I want to see overnight. Or when I'm scrolling through something, or I'm reading through something, or I get a mail from a nonprofit and it's aching in my heart because I just want to give my all. And I know that that's not going to cure it. That's not what it is. But I get the opportunity to. So today I wanted to leave you with this podcast, and I hope you're still on the podcast right now. Let's try to keep it always a short limit, because these decisions that we make in our life, they don't have to tug at us every single day. They don't, and it's and I want you to take this with a grain of salt, because I know decision making is not easy. My last story for this podcast. This summer, we had to make a really hard decision for my family, for my mother and my, it was mostly my mother. And, you know, I got to think of it and I was so hard on her in the first week of trying to make this decision. Not the first week, probably the first month. And because if you don't know me and, you know, the true me, like, I'm a hard ass. I really, really am. I have a lot of things from my father, and I'm like a, you know, it's not always good, but I love my mother. Like, I love her to death. And, you know, my mother had to make a really hard decision, and she was going back and forth, and she was really emotional about it. And I was so hard on her in the beginning that when I started to realize and started to open my eyes and I started to pray on it and I started to, like, think about my mom and forget about me, what I would do and what I'm this and da da da, I just kept apologizing to her, and I just kept reaffirming to her, like, mommy, you're doing the best. You are an amazing daughter. Like, you are making an amazing decision. You are an amazing daughter. You are an amazing mother. You're an amazing wife. Like, reaffirming to her that, like, she didn't need me, my decision, my happiness, because she already made her decision and she was sticking to it. But it made her feel good for the simple fact that she's like, well, no matter what happened, she was owning up to it. And she kept telling me, like, whatever make decision, I'm going to own up to, like, I'm going to own to it, and I'm going to make it work. And so we don't know what somebody else's decision making looks like. And sometimes it can mirror what we go through. So no matter, there's no right or wrong in these decision making. All I wanted to say to today's podcast is, like, when you're doing that, let the happiness be you, the one holding it, and not someone else. Because I guarantee you that when you hold it, you can control so many different more things than other people. And thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I do want to mention that Crafts Create Change book. You can pre-order it now. Over 40 crafts that you can make to donate to different causes. CraftsCreateChange.com. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to be doing some lives soon and sharing you guys some projects from the book. But these books are really going to make a big difference, especially in the crafting community, that people can make these things. We all know that people are making masks, and, you know, there was such a big difference. Even though if a mask did not stop Corona, it wasn't the fact. It was the fact that it was helping people get out there quicker or try to get protected when COVID started. But we have lots more of projects, and not just masks. We're the projects we have are really set with intentions on people's lifestyle and what they need. And so I really welcome you. If you are not a crafter, but you want to get into DIY, you want to get into it, or you know somebody in your community, you want to buy it for your school, for your community center, craftscreatechange.com. You guys can go ahead and pre-order. We have a pre-order bundle. You'll get a bag and a shirt and all these goodies, because we want to be able to get the book out. And then last but not least, I want to talk about a special partnership with Crafts Create Change, with Olivia Hollis from Protect My Shoes. We have a special project in there that I feel this project is so amazing. And I think that I want you guys to check out the book. I can't really tell you too much, but this project, honestly, I'm going to do this project for myself, but also for my daughter. I think it's important. She's at the age now that she's, you know, I'm helping her. When I pick out her clothes, I let her pick out, I give her two options, and I'm like, okay, mama, ¿cuál tú quieres? And she'll be like, that one or this one. And I let her make that decision because, yeah, I like pink and I like frilly and I like glitter and I like all these different things. But if my daughter doesn't like that, why am I going to make her feel that? Why am I going to make her make a decision based on what I want? She's two. Yes, let her. She wants to go out, whatever. It's okay. We got time. But you know, her array of clothing is good. So it's okay if she wants to wear dinosaurs. Her project is special. Check her out. ProtectMyShoes.com. She, for all her purchases that she does with her company, she gives back to breast cancer and research and cancer research. And so I love Olivia just for her passion, and she's a mom, and she, her vision. We go way back. We actually went to high school together. And so we come from that creative outlet, and it's so beautiful how the universe brings people back together. She was one of my clients when I had Fashion Is Up business, my consultancy agency with branding and fashion clients. And listen, Olivia is doing some amazing things. So check her out, protectmyshoes.com. She's actually in our book. Until next time, until next week or next whenever, because we are doing so much in our nonprofit. Check us out on DearGodAreWeTheReYet.com if you want to go look at our events. We might be in your area. We're going to Kansas. We're going to Atlanta. We're going to be in St. Petersburg. We're going to be in Daytona. Lots of different things. And we're going to be having a fundraiser in Ormond Beach. So if you're in Florida, South Florida, or maybe Northern Florida, you can drive down. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Y hasta la próxima. Nos vemos. Chao. Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!